is a sure misfortune and none of my own. Hi-yi-yo, get along, you little doggies. You know that the ferry will be your new home.
Now for the adventures of Lightning Jim. Late one night, Hubert Butler, owner of the Parmalee Gold Mine, was weighing the bullion which was to be packed for shipment the following day.
20 pounds and 4, 5, 6 ounces.
Hey, who's that?
What the?
Do not reach for that gun, Senor Butler.
Boy, you can't get away with this. There's 3 guards standing outside of here.
But I managed to get in here, Senor. Perhaps I shall be able to get out as well.
If you try to get out carrying the gold, it's sure to get there.
I do not want your filthy gold, Senor.
You're going after the gold? Well, what do you want?
You see what I hold in my hand, Senor Butler?
Yeah, sure, I see. It's a knife, silver knife.
You're right. It is a silver knife. And on the handle is carved a word. Muerto.
Muerto? What? By that Spanish for death.
Si, Senor. Muerto, dead. And the blade. Can you see the blade, Senor?
Yeah, I see it.
This blade also has carving, Senor Butler. Would you like to know what name is written on this blade?
No. What do I care what name is carved on your fancy knife? Keep away from me.
The name that is engraved on this blade, Senor, is your own, Hubert Butler.
My name? You got my name on that knife. You ain't going to kill me, are you? Here, take the gold. I'll order the guard to offer. I'll fix it so you can take it all. Oh, don't steal me.
And late in that same month, in the valley below the Parmalee Lode, Ernest Livingston, judge of the district court, sits up late reviewing the records of the day's hearings.
Judge Livingston.
Well,
what incarnation? Who is... Stay where you are, Senor.
All right. You got me covered. But you're wasting your time, Nick. I haven't any cash in the house.
I'm not interested in your cash, Senor Livingston.
Not interested in cash? Well, what are you here for, then? Who are you?
Since the death of Senor Butler, I am called El Muerto.
You're the lobo that...
What the hell, Senor? Muerto. Yes.
Hey, what's that? A knife.
A silver knife.
Yeah. Then he's going to kill me.
What? Your name, Judge Livingston. I have engraved it on his blade. It would be pity to waste so much hard work, you know, if we're not.
No. Don't tell me. I'll get your money. I'll get it tomorrow. Thank you. Don't you. No!
Two weeks later, in his room at district headquarters, United States Marshal Herman Trudy tosses restlessly in his sleep.
Wake up, Marshal Trudy.
What? Who was it? El Muerto.
Yes. You were expecting me, were you not, Senor Marshal?
Yes. No. No. Of course I wasn't expecting you. Why should I be expecting
you? You lie, Marshal Trudy. You knew I would kill you as I have killed Senor Butler and George Livingston.
No.
As I will kill still others after you are gone.
No.
A genie.
A knife. Devil of a knife. No, don't do it. Don't kill it. I'll get your money. Go.
Hideous, sardonic laughter. The quick thrust of a silver knife deep into her throat. El Muerto has claimed another victim. Three lives have been forfeited to the rapacious vengeance of the unknown killer. The last, that of a United States Marshal. And Lightning Jim is sent down into Southern Territory to bring to justice this fiend of the borderland.
Every horse 15 miles from Ayamonte. And it's so gone hungry I could eat the boiled feathers and all, by golly.
Or is mysterious, Whitey.
Mysterious? Well, let me tell you right now, Lightning Jim Ripper. I don't see nothing mysterious about being hungry at 6 o'clock in the night.
Hungry? Oh, yeah, you were talking about being hungry, weren't you, Whitey?
Well, I've always... You wasn't listening to a thing I said.
I'm sorry, Whitey, but I was just trying to figure out what possible connection there could be to the murder of a rich mine owner, a United States Marshal, and the judge of the district.
Well, maybe this El Muerto actually is a madman, that's right. Maybe there is no connection to the killing.
If El Muerto was just a mad killer, why would he bother to go through the victim's papers every time? No, sorry, I'd bet my bottom dollar he is the same as you or me. What's more, I think that the things he finds out after each murder lead him to his next killer.
Then you must think he's going to stick the knife into somebody else, since we know he went through Marshall Cooley's private people.
That's just what I think, Whitey. And the only link between these three men, Butler, Judge Livingston, and Marshal Cooley, that we've been able to discover is the purchase of the Palmley gold mine property.
Well, let's see now. Butler got that land by buying up the mortgage from the bank, didn't he?
Yeah. Property originally belonged to a Mexican horse trader named Manuel Madriguera. He was hung for murdering his wife, so the property was sold at public auction.
Hey, Lightning, look who's riding this way. Yeah. Oh,
Thunder. Well, if it ain't Miguel. Hey, Miguel. You old son of a gun, how are you? It's me, Miguel, like in Jim.
And Whitey, too. Oh, this is the bride. Yeah. Oh, I'm happy again. Well, forgive me, I did not recognize my so good friends. It's long time since we meet, Signore. I did not look to see you in this part of the country. Oh, and they were certainly surprised to see you, too.
Yeah,
again.
He thought you was in the East.
For see, I am in the East for 2 years, Signore. I've much luck with El Capitan here. Now I come back to my home to get more horse to race, you see. But bring you that last way down here to the border, huh? Well, you know, the state marshal went and got themselves killed here in Ayamonte, Miguel. See? And Lightning and me is coming for a yes for the children.
El Muerto is called.
Oh, El Muerto, eh?
Yeah.
So, you're on the tail of El Muerto.
That's it.
See, I've heard of El Muerto, Senior Lightning Jim. He has killed others besides these marshal you speak of. No, it's without?
Two others, Miguel. And I got a hunch there'll be more. We don't nab the murdering Lobo for long.
Yeah, how about talking all this over while we eat?
Yeah, I could tuck away some food myself, Whitey. Come on, Miguel. We all ride into Ayamonte and talk over old times while we eat, huh?
Oh, I'm so sorry, but it is already nearly dark, and I have an appointment to see Verifine horses in.
Oh, it's too bad.
Oh, maybe we meet tomorrow, eh?
Sure, Miguel, and I hope the horse is going to look that turns out to be what you want.
Well, he is the right caller anyway, Señor. So a part of my world is settled at least. The right caller? You mean you won't buy just any color horse, Miguel? Even if it's plenty fast? Oh, I will buy any color, Whitey, so long as he is all wanted.
Oh. Won't buy a horse that's got markings. Is that it, Miguel?
Yes, see. Marked horses, they are likely marked cards. Both bad luck for Miguel, huh? Oh, still, I think maybe there is something to that. Miguel's El Capitan is solid sorrel.
Yeah.
Thunder, solid black. And my horse is all white, and we're all locked.
You better find out whether that works for dogs, too, Whitey. If it does, your pup better start looking for a new home.
Oh, it's that so. Well, my puppy dog has the prettiest markings I ever saw. But I tell you, if he was spotted like a leopard, I still think he was the luckiest thing that ever happened to me.
That night, after hashing and rehashing the evidence so far accumulated, Lightning Jim is forced to the conclusion that the only possible link between the murders of the judge, the United States Marshal, and the owner of the Palmley Lode must lie hidden beneath the event of the mine purchase. In desperation, the two marshals walk over to the home of Simon Russell, president of the Ayamonte Bank.
The next victim is hanged for murder in his life. No heir prepared to claim the estate, and the judge orders it sold at public auction to pay off the mortgage. Yet we got to yank the Preston over the bank out the dead at midnight.
Now, it ain't Russell's sleep you're worrying about, Whitey. It's your own. But if he's still awake, there are a few things I'd like to know about that there mortgage on Manuel Madrid Gilruth's property.
Well, there ain't nothing to that, Lightning. Butler bought up the mortgage from the Lockyer, you know?
Yeah? So lucky that 2 months later he can sink a shaft for the richest vein of ore in the state of New Mexico.
Sure, Lightning, ain't this case mixed up enough for that he's finding more trouble?
Hey, you sure ain't strong on brain teasers, are you, Whitey? Well, you won't never be no more than just a deputy if you don't learn to do a little detective work. You know, the United States Marshal calls for more than just liking to fight and being able to handle a six-gun, you know?
Oh, maybe so. But me ain't hard to use a six-gun. It's going to come in mighty handy when we meet up with this El Muerto.
Yes, here we are, Whitey. This is the banker's house. Wonder what this horse is doing tied out here this time of night.
Well, maybe Russell has company, Lightning. Here ain't that horse that beat.
Boy, you
look at them legs.
Yeah. Steady there, boy. Now, easy, boy. We ain't going to have this. That's it.
Boy, Lightning, I bet you this horse can go like blue blades.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, wouldn't Miguel like to own this boy?
Now, Miguel wouldn't have nothing to do with him, Whitey. Look at the white blaze on his face. Yeah, why, it's a foot wide.
Oh, that's right, Lightning. And Miguel won't ride a horse that's got markings on it.
No. So long, old fella. Come on, Whitey. I hate to bother the banker when he's got company, but our business is important. Yeah, wait.
Look, I think the front door's already open.
Yeah.
Hey, what's that? Hey, buddy. That thing came from over here. This door's locked. We'll have to break it down.
Yeah, come on now. Both at once.
Go. Again. Again, hard. There you are. Yeah. The light's been put out.
Yeah. That front window, buddy. It's open.
There we go.
Hold on, Dana. You're shooting Whitey's out of range.
No, he got to be on the horse. They were tied up, Potter. Kid, you can give us the more. So Lightning.
I don't know, Whitey. There's a lamp. I'll light it and we can look around.
Over in the corner, Lightning. Boy, that must be the bank.
Yeah, I reckon so, Whitey. That was El Muerto that got away, all right. Look at the handle of this knife and Russell's purse.
Well, I was standing here talking, Lightning. Come on, let's get on the trail of that bird and
pig. No, Whitey, that wouldn't do no good. Now we could make it back to headquarters and get our horses. El Muerto would be safely hidden back in the hills.
Sure, we'll have to do next.
God blast it. Look at this knife, will you?
Why, that's just like the order. And it's got Russell's name on the blade, too.
Come on, Whitey. We're going to bust open that private safe in the corner there and have a look at the banker's personal account. I'm going to catch this bloodthirsty sidewinder, El Muerto. It's the last thing I ever do. Keep it late hours, Whitey. After all I told you about little boys needing their sleep. But a great horn, too, Whitey. Listen to this,
sure.
Mr. Simon Russell, etc. I want you to tell Butler he can take his cut out of the first yield of the Parmalee load, and he can give you and the judge and Marshal Trudy yours at the same time. Buying the equipment to sink the shaft has taken all my cash. And I can't pay any of you till the mine starts paying.
Well, I'll be.
It's signed with initials F.H.
By golly, Lightning. Then that must mean that Butler wasn't the real owner of the Palmer Gold Mine after all.
Yeah, judging from this letter, he was just a figurehead. I wonder who has initials F.H.
Sure, speaking of interest, Lightning, they tell me the ranch that ends at the foot of the hills where the Palmer Gold Mine is. It's the biggest in the whole country. You know, the Ladder H ranch.
The Ladder H?
Yes.
I've got it, Whitey. The man who owns the Ladder H. Fritz Huffman, F.H. He must be the real owner of the Palmley Mine.
Hey, what are you asking, Ollie? You're not ready for your gun.
The black cap and mask. It's El Muerto.
All right, El Muerto. You got the drop on us.
Very interesting information, Señor Muerto. About Fritz Huffman owning the Palmley Gold Mine, I mean. It's a thing I did not know.
So that's what you came back for, eh? To find the name of your next victim.
See, and you have told you. It is Senor Hoffman. And perhaps I have come back to kill you as well, Senor Marshal.
Why, you dirty two-legged poor cat, you. Ain't you got enough blood in your hands already?
Don't worry, Whitey. El Muerto ain't going to kill us. Why, he ain't had time to carve our names on his fancy knife. And he wouldn't want to spoil his reputation by anything so ordinary as a thiefy. Now, would you, El Muerto?
You are a very brave man, Senor Marshal, to make joke when you are at the mercy of El Muerto. But if I am, as you say, to kill you, as I have killed the others, I must get to work. Three knives. It will take time to engrave three knives.
You mean you are going to carve our names on your knives and we stand by and watch you?
Why not, Senor? No, but no. On second thought, I believe I shall tie you up and place you in the closet which is just behind you. It will save me the trouble of keeping you covered while I work.
Does El Muerto, the fiendish killer of four men, really plan to murder Lightning Jim and Whitey as well as Fritz Hoffman, owner of the Ladder 8 Ranch? The surprising climax of this Lightning Jim adventure follows immediately. And now for part two of the Lightning Jim adventure, The Vengeance of El Muerto. Having trapped the two marshals, El Muerto has bound them tightly and locked them in a large closet at the home of the murdered bank president. For more than an hour, they struggle to free themselves. And finally, by a gigantic effort, Lightning Jim succeeds in loosening the rope about his wrist. When he has freed Whitey, they force open the closet door, tear back to headquarters for their horses, and start out for the Ladder 8, hoping to get there in time to prevent another El Muerto murder.
Can't we go a little faster, Lightning?
No, not down this rocky hillside, Whitey. Besides, look over there in the east. Storm's breaking. You tell him where he ain't already got Hoffman. He won't strike till it's dark again.
Hey, hold on, Lightning. Hey, boy.
Wait, Hunter. Easy, boy. Look up, Whitey.
Look at that river down by the creek below, Whitey.
Yeah, I see. There by the bridge.
Maybe that's El Muerto.
Look at so, Whitey. Look what he's doing to that horse.
Send me this back to us this year. I can't see. But whatever he's doing, he's sure working hard at it again.
Hey, listen, Whitey. If that's El Muerto, we don't want to take no chances on his getting away. I'm going to challenge him from here.
Reach for the sky, stranger. Quick!
Caramba! But see, that's Miguel Lightning.
Yeah, the joke's on us, Whitey. Come on, Thunder. Come on, boy. Hey, man, Miguel!
Why, Miguel?
Sorry, Miguel, but Whitey, he thought you were somebody else.
No, but that gal, if you thought you were El Muerto, Miguel.
Can you imagine?
You didn't expect to see our test early in the morning.
Oh, and it is much early. I like to be up, Whitey. But you see, I had to race you, Senor Hoffman's horse this morning, and wish to give the Capitan plenty of time to rest on the ride out to the Ladder 8.
No, but give this what was you doing to El Capitan when we rode out, Miguel? It looked like you was giving him a bath or something.
No, Whitey, I'm just giving El Capitan a little water in my hands so that he will not drink too heavy before the degrade.
Now that the curiosity is satisfied, Whitey, let's get going. Come on, Miguel, we're heading for the Ladder 8, too. We can ride the rest of the way together, huh?
Oh, see, Senor, that is a fine idea. Oh, steady, El Capitan. Oh.
Hey, you're losing something, Miguel. That black thing that's about to fall out of your saddle bag.
There, coat.
Yeah, well, it's a tape, a black tape.
Oh, that's what it is, all right.
Where'd you get that tape, Miguel?
Oh, I find him over there by the bridge,
eh?
See, he's all folded up. Fine tape, no? I'm lucky man, you know what's with that?
Yeah. You think there is El Muerto to keep the lightning? El Muerto?
This cape belong to El Muerto?
Well, it can be sure, of course, but it looks like the one El Muerto was wearing last night, right enough.
Last night? You see El Muerto last night, Señores?
Sure, and what's more, this old horse, too, Miguel. That's a dead ringer for El Capitan, huh? Except that it's got the big right place on the front for the field.
Oh, Señores, there is not other horse like El Capitan, no.
Well, I reckon we all feel that way about our own horses, Miguel.
Hey, that gives me an idea. You do something for me, Miguel.
Well, certainly, Senor Lightning.
Good. I want you to ride back to Ayamonte and scout around for that horse Whitey Lee just described to you.
Yes, sir, that's a good idea. Everyone knows that Miguel wants to buy a horse, and this way no one will suspect he's on the trail of El Muerto. But, my rain, Senores, I told Senor Hoffman I will arrive by 9 o'clock.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't worry about that race if I were you, Miguel. Unless I'm very much mistaken, Dick Hoffman is lying up at his ranch house with one of El Muerto's silver knives sticking in his belly.
Oh, yes, but this is terrible. This El Muerto, he is a disgrace to my people. Here, I will try to find this horse for you pronto.
All right, now get going. And report back to my headquarters if you don't find no trace of him by noon.
Si, senor. Oh, but the cake, I may have the cake.
Glad to take a shine to that cake, ain't you? Sure, you can have it tossed to him, Whitey.
Hey, look at that. There's something in the pocket there. But see, that's an account book. An account book and some chalk.
Give me that notebook, Whitey.
Notebook? Is it on the actor's notebook?
No, Miguel. This is Fritz Huffman's private account book. Reckon this proves I was right about Huffman being dead.
Thinking you, Minnie Lightning, we've got to do something in a hurry. This bloodthirsty coyote will kill everybody in the county if we don't get some soon.
That is so, Senor Lightning.
But you can nothing we can do to stop him. Do you find any notations in the book which will help us track down these miserable goats of a Phoenix?
Well, here's a funny thing. About the time of the purchase of the Palmolive load, Huffman paid $1,000 to Pedro Geronimo.
Pedro Geronimo?
Yeah.
Why, that's Black Pedro that owns the big gambling you went back at Ayamonte.
Yep, that's just who it is, Whitey. Now, where do you suppose a rat like Black Pedro comes into this picture?
Hey, Señor, I must be on my way. Every minute that this maniac is losing the danger to your reputation and to the lives of our prominent citizens. Adios, my friend.
Hey, you're right, Miguel. Good luck to you.
Good luck, Miguel. Goodbye.
Come on, Thunder. Get yourself a good long drink, old boy. And we head on for the Ladder 8.
That's good idea, Lightning. Can maybe we'll find out something there.
By the way, what'd you do with that piece of chalk you found in the coat pocket, Whitey?
Oh, yes, yes, sir. Hey, Miguel went off without the cape, Lightning, and after all the fuss he made over that, too.
Well, he got kind of excited when he found out account book, Whitey. He was anxious to get started on the trail of this. Holy smoke.
What's the trouble? What's the fun?
It's chalk, Whitey. It's got some horse hairs on it.
Horse hairs? Well, what do you think?
There's no time to explain now, Whitey. If we've got to ride like the wind, we're going to prevent another El Muerto murder. Let's go, Thunder!
Come in.
Monte de Dios! El Muerto!
El Muerto. And for your sin, Black Pedro, you are going to die. Die by the knife.
You deceive my wife. Oh, no, no. I have not done anything. You cannot
kill me. Put your hands down from your lying throat, you pig.
It's too late, Lightning.
Oh, wait a minute. One of them ain't dead yet.
My baby, El Muerto, it might be his black children, Lightning. That's Miguel. He was wrong.
Oh, Señor Lightning, he was not wrong.
You mean you are El Muerto, Miguel?
Yeah, buddy. Miguel is El Muerto.
But tell me, my friend, how did you discover that I was El Muerto?
It was a piece of chalk I'd found in the coat pocket that gave me the clue, Miguel. As soon as I saw the horse there still clinging to it, I got to thinking how El Muerto's horse was a dead ringer for your El Capitan, except for the white blaze.
No, I get the light. Miguel, you stalked that white blaze and El Capitan to throw us off the track.
That's it, Whitey. But what made you do it, Miguel? Murder all these men, I mean.
Because you gave him. I come back to my home and find my mother has been watching. And my father, he has been hung for the crime.
But then you must be the son of Manuel Madrigal.
Please, Señor White. Manuel, he was my father. Señor Hoffman, he found out someone who gave gold on my father's land. So he hired Black Pedro to kill my mother.
Hired Black Pedro to shoot your mother, shoot a woman down in cold blood?
Please, Señor. And that is not all. Señor Hoffman, he tried to judge and the mercy. Well, my father is choosing his wife. The hanging, Señor, for a handful of gold, the hanging man. He didn't know to be innocent.
No, but what about that? The banker? He didn't do nothing but sell a mortgage to the bank at a man who asked him.
But the forged mortgage, Señor. Señor, you know all about the plot. They all know. Oh, the secret was so smart. No one could find out. But they make big mistakes, Señor. I find out, right? I feel them. Like...
He's gone, Arthur. He's dead.
Yeah, buddy. Miguel's dead.
Yeah, and I'm certainly glad he lived long enough to tell us why he killed all those men like it. I feel very hated to think that Miguel was just a cold-blooded killer like I've seen the first.
Yes, Whitey. And I'm going to do my best to see to it that the next marshal and judge who are appointed to this territory are men who can be trusted to uphold the rights of Mexicans and Americans alike.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the adventures of Lightning Jim Whipple, United States Marshal, and his deputy, Whitey Larson.